In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. When we talk about gratitude and choosing to be grateful and living a thankful life, I think it's very easy for us to do that when we're in a room of like-minded people, right? I think it's easier for us to exercise our gratitude when we're in a room of people during an hour where we are worshiping the same God and saying the same prayers and singing the same hymns. That may just be a hunch, but I'm willing to bet there's some truth to it. Our scripture reading this morning is one of those readings where you have to remember it's a letter to a specific church at a specific time in their ministry, facing a specific set of issues. The writer to the Thessalonians says, "Brothers and sisters, we ask you to respect those who are working with you, leading you, and instructing you." That's all three levels of the hierarchy, right? Those who are working with you, those who are your leaders, and those who are instructing you. Think of them highly with love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. Brothers and sisters, we urge you to warn those who are disorderly. Comfort the discouraged, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure no one repays a wrong with a wrong, but always pursue the good for each other and everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in every situation because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not suppress the Spirit. Do not brush off Spirit-inspired messages, but examine everything carefully and hang on to what is good. Avoid every kind of evil. It's a little bit like a laundry list. It's like the checklist of things to do to be a good Christian and in with the Thessalonians. But how might that be written for us today? Brothers and sisters, we ask that you respect those who work the checkout line at the grocery store, who pick up your trash, who clean your house or your church, for those who serve meals to you, whether at a restaurant or a nursing facility. Respect those leading you. Respect your peers. Respect your bosses. Respect your colleagues and your parents and your grandparents and your children. And respect those who are instructing you, those who are leading you down a path, those who are teaching you, understanding that we all learn from each other. Think of them highly with love because of their work. Think of them highly. Treat them with the same respect you wish to be treated with. Live in peace with each other. Comfort the discouraged. Sit with those who sit in darkness. Sit with those who have received terrible news. Sit with those who sit in darkness. Pray continually. Give thanks in every situation. Why? Because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Don't ignore the Holy Spirit. And don't ignore the messages that come from God through other sources. Examine everything carefully and hang on to what is good. Avoid every kind of evil. What's he saying? But walk the walk that you're going to talk. If you're going to talk the talk, you better walk the walk. Treat those the way you would wish to be treated and be thankful for the opportunity. Because here's something that I've ruminated on. You can talk yourself into or out of anything. Let me say that again. You can talk yourself into or out of anything. For example, if you are convinced the week before midterms that you are going to fail your class, and you sit in your dorm room and you do your homework, except you don't do it because, well, I'm going to fail this anyway. I don't know why I'm wasting my time. Guess what? You are going to fail. The reverse is also true. If you find yourself struggling and you say, but I don't accept this, I am going to work even harder, I'm going to get a tutor, I'm going to go talk to the professor, I'm going to do everything I possibly can, and by the grace of God, I'm going to pass this class. Hello. That one doesn't fit? Okay, try this one on. If you sit and you say, I can never change this bad habit. I can never change this bad habit, fill in the blank. Smoking, drinking, eating to excess, overshopping, whatever, fill in the blank. I can't do it. I'm just going to deal with, and this is my lot in life, and that is. Or, I'm in charge of myself. I'm going to get some people around me who can hold me accountable, who I can partner with, who will tell me no and help keep each other on the straight and narrow, and I'm going to overcome this. And guess what? You want to try it with gratitude? Okay. There's just nothing to be thankful for. I got nothing to be thankful for. There is nothing good going on in my life. My husband's mean. My kids don't behave. Nothing, nothing, nothing. My job is terrible. Guess what? You in a marriage, it ain't working, and your kids ain't behaving, and nothing's going to suit. Flip the switch. Flip the switch. I'm partially responsible for what's going on in my relationship, and I'm going to better myself. And I owe it to my partner to have a conversation with them. And we are going to work together to make it work. And I'm going to find something to be thankful for because, yeah, I got crumbs under the table. And, yeah, my kid never cleans it up, but I have food. And I have people to share it with. And, yeah, the laundry's never done. You know what? I have clothes on my back and a place to wear my clothes to. And yeah, my husband gets on my nerves, but at least I got one. I don't come home to an empty house. Or if you come home to an empty house, for that too, right? I go home to an empty house and go, thank God. I don't have to fight over who's going to sit in my lazy boy and watch my TV. Amen? Okay. Friends, you can talk yourself into or out of anything, and gratitude included. And so in the letter to the Thessalonians, when it is said, rejoice always. Rejoice always and pray continually. Put them together. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to walk with my friend through this valley of darkness. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to be with my sister through her time. Thank you, God, for my opportunity to be with the fill in the blank. Thank you, God, for putting me in this place and this time so I can be with this person in this situation. Thank you, God, for using me as your instrument. Thank you, God, for using me as your beacon of your light. Direct my paths, O Lord, because I can't do it without you. Rejoice always. And that's not to say we don't go through bad stuff, because like I told Miles, being human is messy. We live in a mess. There's no sweeping, mopping, Windexing, pledge polishing that's going to clean up this mess. But God. And so when we talk about being thankful, and we talk about thanks and giving, and we talk about how having a grateful outlook on life makes it easier or more likely that you will be more generous with whatever it is, time, money, prayers, experience, whatever, we come to the understanding that this is who God has called us to be. This right here, hello, generosity. Do you see this? Why? Because we're grateful people. And we wish to ease the burden of someone else who's doing something on our behalf. Don't suppress the spirit and don't brush off spirit-inspired messages. Part of being a grateful, grace-filled follower of Christ is stopping long enough to recognize when spirit is talking. I can't speak for you, but in my experience, spirit sounds like the same thing from multiple places. When you hear somebody give you a suggestion or say something to you, and then somebody else who's not related to the first one says it, and then somebody else says it, it's like, oh, hello, God. All right, I'm sitting up and paying attention now. Don't dismiss that. Don't brush that off. Because God finds ways to speak to each of us in ways that we can best hear. And maybe it's the voice of a friend. And maybe, oh Lord help you, maybe you're hearing it from me. Maybe it's something Bob plays on the piano. Maybe it's some conversation at coffee hour. Maybe it's some conversation at work. Maybe it's some conversation you had at the grocery store with somebody you do not know. Now may the God of peace himself cause you to be completely dedicated to him. It's not about us. We have no power in this. Save this one. You have to ask. You have to ask God. Keep me on your straight and narrow, Lord. You have to ask. Help me through this. He already knows. He already knows the path you're walking. He already knows the boulders you've climbed over and the roadblocks you've come up to. He's like that parent walking behind the toddler. Except for he doesn't have his shoes on, so the toddler doesn't know. You gotta look up and say, God, help me. I can't do it myself. I can't walk this alone. I can't fight this battle by myself. It's when God scoops you up and says, I got you. I got this, and you're going to be all right. But be grateful for it. Like the first guy, the 10th guy who came back and last week when Jesus healed the lepers and 9 of them continued on their way and the 1 came back. Be that 1 guy. Don't take it for granted. And it's easy to do because we believe the promises. Don't take it for granted, but be thankful. You and I both know that plenty of us walk through fires that we cannot handle alone. We also know that God walks right there with us. But the part we forget is the help me, God, I can't do it myself. And the thank you, God, I'm nothing without you. If we could grasp those two parts of being thankful people, and we could internalize those two parts, help me, God, thank you, God, how much different would this world be? And how much easier would it be to spread the news, the generosity, the gospel, and the light? Help me, God, I can't do it alone. Thank you, God, I'm nothing without you. Amen.